Then, to being, if one is poor, if one is poor, then with much hardships, then one is able to, one is able to succeed in the practice of the meditation, the Dharma. one is able to obtain Dharma practice with hardships. What he's saying, is if one is wealthy, you see, then there's so much, as much as one's wealthy, there's so much distraction in the life, then that doesn't allow to meditate. you see, so many things, then so many things to do in the life. you see, so, as there's that much more sense pleasures, I think that life is filled with so many distractions. so then, you see, does not find time to meditate. you see, then cannot achieve the difficult to achieve the realizations. so being poor, then with hardships, then one is able to, you see, obtain the Dharma Dharma practice or meditation. then all the three time, all the past, present, future, enlightened beings, all those yogis, all the great holy beings, yogis, all those who achieved the gradual path to enlightenment, all those they with much hardships, then they achieved the realization. everyone with much hardships, then they achieved the realization. if one is happy, then, comfort, if one has comfort, so now here in this case, this, here, so the previous one, you see, one, even one is poor, no matter how poor, how much poor is, then by thinking this way, you see, thinking this way, then you see, it gives inspiration, or, you see, by thinking the quality, the benefits of that, then one, then you see, one see that as a pleasant, pleasant, happiness, and supporting to express part. now here, comfort, see, you see, if one is a not having happy life, not having comfort, not having happy life, you see, one has miserable life, you know, miserable life, miserable life. hard life. then how to transform this problem in happiness? so it is said in the teachings by the you see this great mentor Kadambas. so if one has much if one is a you see happy, happy in the sense, happy in the sense of comfort. you see, so you want say that then that means you are finishing, you know, your past, you see, merits, past good karma, the past positive actions. what you've created in the past, you're finishing. so it's like, somebody, for example, somebody buying a lot, you see, somebody said, that's a lot of shopping. Or, you see, buying property, buying, you see, buying a lot of, buying so much materials. You see, so that that actually that means finishing the money, money what I was collected for many years. It's actually it means finishing. you see the money. So similar, similar here. you see the finishing. That means reality. you see. finishing the past, finishing the good karma, the positive actions created in the past, becoming less and less. so when they become less and less, you are having luxury. One is having luxury life, or one has much comfort now, much enjoyment, but. But this was only short time. because when the past good karma, the cause, the positive action is finished, then this one, this enjoyment is finished. Then again, after the, then again, you see, the hard life, the poverty. then you see, even has a miserable life. you see. you see, unhappy life. then this means you are finishing your past, the negative karma. you are finishing your past negative karma, the negative actions. the, you know, cause of the problems that you have created in the past. that you are finishing, which means becoming, you see, becoming less and less. so the more more miserable life or unhappy life one experiences, the passionate karma become less and less. and because of that, that's the way, you see, how to look at the unhappy life, the, you see, difficult, unhappy life. the miserable life into the happiness, positive. then also, it is said the the sicknesses and the sin so. So everyone has a disease. then how to look at is it in happiness? positive. is it positive? so how to look at that positive? you see, is it support supporting is to exercise part. supporting to exercise part. so that the sickness is a, the you see the vacuum. the sicknesses are the vacuum. is it the vacuum that cleans the garbage? you see, cleans the room. the sicknesses are the vacuum. you see, I don't think those mentators, they have vacuum in the in the hermitage, you know, in Tibet, it's in the hermitage. I don't think they have electricity, you know, to use a vacuum. but they said broom, how in broom, however. sicknesses, you see, if one say, the sicknesses, the vacuum, vacuum, say, cleaning away, cleaning away, you see, the obscuration, negative karma, obscuration and negative actions. So you see, already mentioned before, one has a miserable life. That means you see, finishing the past, you see, negative actions, the cause of the problem. So you see, can relate to that. Same can relate to that. You know, experience cynicism means purifying. You see, finishing the past or the negative actions is finishing now. that and also like this. you see, when we when we use the disease, when we use the you see, by by using the synthesis, to develop his loving kindness, compassion, to develop his loving kindness, compassion for other sentient beings, and to develop bodhicitta, you know, the altruism, cherishing other sentient beings. this root of the full enlightenment. then, so when we also we use the synthesis to meditate on the ultimate nature of the synthesis. we use the synthesis to meditate. To realize, to discuss, to concentrate, to realize, to concentrate, you see, the ultimate nature, the ultimate nature of the synthesis. so, you see, the realizing ultimate nature of the I, that wisdom cuts off. is that wisdom eliminates root of all the problems, root of the whole entire suffering, the ignorance, the ignorance not knowing the nature of the I. so that is extremely important, you see, realizing the ultimate nature of the I. so so same thing, so synthesis, you see, by using the synthesis as to meditate the ultimate nature of the synthesis. so, using the synthesis, especially to develop this bodhicitta, the altruism, cherishing other sentient beings, and then you see, then you see to meditate on. So this is this previous one is meditating on the methods. Now here, path method. Now here, meditating on the wisdom. You see, to realize ultimate nature of the synthesis, you see, so to concentrate on that, so to maintain on the path, the wisdom, you see. so this way, say, for example, using the synthesis to maintain on bodhicitta, as I mentioned already, in the second day, of course, so. rather experiencing the synthesis, rather experiencing the synthesis, however, while one has to go through this, while one has to go through this, you see, then using the synthesis, to practice, to develop, you see, the ultimate good heart, the altruism. How? then thinking, as I mentioned the other day, That is it. experiencing this, experiencing this, you see, on behalf, experiencing this disease, on behalf of, you see, all those who have similar numberless of them who have similar problems, then all the rest, then all the rest who have disease, then all the rest who have then all the rest who have obscurations, who have problems. So whatever sicknesses one has, heavy or small, or whatever you see one has, whatever type of sickness one has, then, since while one has to go through this, then make it highly extensively beneficial. Extensively beneficial. You see. you see. The experience this on behalf of all the sentient beings by thinking. See, I'm experiencing all sentient beings. You see the suffering. you see all their disease. All the disease, all the problems. you see, thinking that one has received all the sentiments, the same disease, then all the other sicknesses and all the sufferings. But thing is, one has received and one is experiencing. one is experiencing for them, and you see, and say. and let them to be free from all the suffering and causes, you see, and also free from all the obscurations, to have, you see, peerless happiness, full enlightenment. So, however, as one prayed, you know, to be able to serve others, to be able to experience others, the problems, you see, by me, and may they experience my happiness as I prayed in the past. So I generated a wish like this. So now it happened to me. So however, most of the time, you see, so frequently, again, each time when the thought of sickness comes, I have this problem. each time the thought comes, rather using it, you see, to be depressed, for depression, or to create more problems. Then each time the thought of sickness is the problem comes, then immediately, quickly think, you see, I'm experiencing this on behalf of all sentient beings. By thinking this sickness is all sentient beings, sickness is, you know, all the sufferings, you know, I'm experiencing for them. So this way, you see, it become extremely powerful, practice, very brave, extremely brave practice. You see, the exchanging oneself for others, exchanging oneself for others, renouncing oneself, cherishing other sentient beings. You know, giving one's own happiness to all other beings and take experiencing all others, you see, disease, all the sufferings. So you see, with this, using the disease, you using the disease to generate bodhicitta, to develop bodhicitta. I said, you see, ultimate good heart, altruism. renounce oneself, cherishing other sentient beings. So using the synthesis, you see, with this meditation, the bodhicitta. So each time one does this, I'm experiencing this on behalf of all sentient beings. Each time, you know, day and night, as the time goes, each time as one remembers this, each time thought of sinness comes, I have this problem. Each time thought of this comes, then immediately thinking, I am experiencing this on behalf of all, you see, sentient beings. You see, I'm thinking this is sinness of all sentient beings. all those who have, you see. Say, all those who have cancer, all those who have AIDS, all those who have this, all those who have that, then all the rest of the disease, all the sufferings. then this is all sentiments suffering that I received, so I'm experiencing 40. rather thinking I'm experiencing this problem, rather thinking, there's a problem for me, rather thinking that way, to experience the problem for others. So that is the heart practice. That is the main one. that is the very essential one to think frequently. You see. And day and night, that you see, time to time, you see, especially each time when the thought comes, I have this problem. So if I can remember that time, then it's incredible. It becomes incredible practice. So each time when we think, we use the synthesis for practicing bodhicitta like this. it accumulates infinite merit each time. Infinite merit each time. And each time you see the experience and the synthesis for other sentient beings, it become unbelievable purification. depending how strongly you feel this from depending how strongly one feels from the heart. From the sincerely, how much one feels this, experiencing this for others. You see, depending on how strong one feels from the heart. so many lifetimes, you see, hundreds, thousands, you see, billions, unconceivable, so much obscuration gets purified, you know. Because the sentient beings for whom you are experiencing suffering is numberless. So therefore, numberless merit and unconceivable, it becomes unconceivable purifying the cause of not only disease, purifying the cause of all other problems, all the obstacles to achieve, purifying all the obscurations all other problems. then you see obstacles to achieve enlightenment. So so much gets purified each time when we think this. so makes close each time when we think this brings closer and closer to the ultimate happiness. Each time when we think this brings closer and closer to the highest, you see, full enlightenment. more details on this point, which is the most important, the essential, you see, the very heart, the healing practice, which is even more important than visualizing the deity, light coming. And this one is most important, and then enough to the other meditation. However, some more details tomorrow on this. So that's all. So the two verse, the suffering is the suffering is the blessings of the guru. Suffering is the blessings of the guru. Suffering is the manifestations of the emptiness. So last two words like this. These are meditation subjects. You see, when there's a miserable life, say difficult life, then to think, what is sickness, whatever it is. whenever there's a hard life, what do you think to meditate this way? It's the blessings of the guru, the what's on the virtuous friend, which means it's the guru is purifying what's on you see negative karma or the obscurations, the you see the obstacles to which exercise the path. one is having difficult in life. You see, while one is working for others, you know, other sentient beings, which is the advice of the guru. While one is retreating, you know, one is having sicknesses, many difficulties. While one is studying Dharma, many difficulties happening, many problems happening. recognizing all these are blessings to the guru. one is doing something. You see, trying something that what the guru advised. So one is having a lot of difficulties, going through a lot of problems, sicknesses and so forth. So this is, it's a blessing of the guru, that purifying all the obstacles. The other one is the suffering is the manifestations of emptiness. So that can be mentioned tomorrow. So again, that's for a long time. So please dedicate. So due to all the past, present, due to all the past, present, or the past, present, future, positive actions that I have done and done by others, may the altruism, which source of all the happiness for oneself, for all the living beings, may this be generated within my mind, in mind of others, those who have made it be developed. Did all these past, present, future, positive actions, may the may I achieve the highest and the full enlightenment and lead everyone to this state as quick as possible. Did all these positive actions, may any sentient being who hears me, who touches me, who remembers me, who talks about me, who thinks about me, may they never be reborn in the Lord's realm again, in the hell, Nara, animals. May they never be reborn from that time. And may all the disease, spirit, harm, the karma, obscurations, may they be completely free immediately from these. By that, as soon as they see me, touch me, remember me, talk, talking to me, by thinking of me. and then to quickly become enlightened. Thank you so much.